one summer's morning, I carefully did stray down by the walls of Wapping, where I met a sailor gay, conversing with a young lass who seemed to be in pain, saying, "William, when you go, I fear you'll ne'er return again. My heart is pierced by Cupid. I disdain all glittering gold. There is nothing can console me but my jolly sailor bold."
Open your eyes. Oh, good, you're waking up. Hello there, handsome. Oh, stop screaming. Just relax. If you just let me explain. Stop screaming. There. Was that so hard? No, I know that you're confused. You've been shipwrecked, woke up in a strange little alcove on an island, and now a woman who is decidedly not human is talking to you. Here's some basic information. You are safe. You're in my cove where I live, and you'll be okay. You have some questions. Sure, fire away. I have nothing to hide. Yes, I sank your ship. Well, my sisters and I did, anyway. It was a lot of fun, too. The sound of your ship shattering against the rocks surrounding the island. The desperate pleas for help when they hit the water. All the screaming. Priceless. What am I? Oh, sweetheart. You're a sailor. Surely you've read the stories. Rocky island in the middle of the sea. Wild storms appearing out of nowhere. Voices emanating from those islands like clarion calls. I would think it's fairly obvious. Well, give the boy a prize. What gave it away? Was it all of that? Is it the fact that I have a fish tail and gills? Or maybe it's the mouthful of razor-sharp teeth? All of it. Well, thank you, Captain Obvious. Okay, I'll stop being mean. For now, anyway. What else did you want to ask? Did any of your crewmates survive? Well, no. They drowned in the storm or were killed on impact when they crashed in the rocks. You survived because I saw you in the water and thought you looked cute. Yes, that's why I saved you. You weren't the first human I've plucked from the ocean and, well, let's just say, played with. Getting a better picture of the situation now? The only reason you aren't in a watery grave with your friends is because I wanted a new toy. I mean, you can always join them if you like. I didn't think so. No. Don't worry, love. I'm not gonna be cruel to you. Far from it. I will make you feel so good, you'll be begging me to touch you. Lay back, you cute little thing, and let me enjoy you. Mm. Despite your objections to me touching you, you're making cute little squeaks and whimpers when I kiss your neck. Oh, it's because you're nervous because of my teeth. Sure, of course. Whatever you say. I told you already. I won't hurt you. I don't break my toys. But marking you. I never said I wouldn't leave some marks. I need to make sure it's visible that you're mine. Especially when my sisters come back and see you. Oh, don't be so scared. You'll be feeling really good soon. Just let all your worries and cares fall away. Gods, you are so gorgeous. And that's just in these tattered rags. Do me a favor, baby, and take them off for me. I want to appreciate all of you. Hey, no arguing. I said take them off. Do as I say, my pet, and take them off. Good boy. Oh, fucking Hades. Your beauty could match the gods. I won't say surpass it, because everyone who's done that, well, again, you're a sailor. You know the stories of the gods and their wrath. Let me kiss every inch of you. Stay still for me. Feel free to make whatever noises you like. I'll just be worshiping your body. Your body tells your story. Scars from fights past. Toned muscles from life on the sea. Stretch marks and blemishes from age. I have never seen a lovelier human. What's that? Are you blushing? No. And I thought you hated me. Your cock. I don't even have words. Let me taste you, please. I want more. Mm-hmm. You taste so good. Like sea salt and lavender. I can't get enough. I'm going to go even deeper. Please, pet, watch me as I do. Your face scrunching up in pleasure is intoxicating. Hey, I didn't say you could look away from me. I want to see your expression as I go even deeper. I need to see how much you enjoy all of my worship of your body. Yes, pet. Fall more into my spell. There's a reason that you didn't try to stop your crewmates as they drove your ship into the rocks. Let your thoughts fall away. Focus on the pleasure. Oh my goodness. You're already standing at attention for me. Are you sure you aren't attracted to me in the least, sweetheart? Look, I only bit you once. And honestly, while marking you was something I enjoyed, it really is for your protection. My sisters are far less kind to our prey than I am. I won't bite you again. I promise. No. Let me show your lovely form the adoration it deserves. I know you have your reservations, but you are making such wonderful noises. Tell me how much you want this. Please don't lie to me. Tell me how much you love me sucking your cock, pet. I want to hear you beg. Gods, that bleeding. Okay, I won't make you do it again. Just keep moaning for me, okay? Feel free to put your hands on my head as well. Push me deeper into you. I want to feel how much you need it. Would you like me to use my breasts while I suck your cock? I can just wrap them around while I... I'm so glad I found you, my dear. It's been far too long since I've gotten to enjoy the company of a beautiful man. Much less one as lovely and desperate as you. Are you gonna come for me, baby? Oh. I can feel you shivering. Those muscles. God, I don't even care. Feel free to squeeze my head between them. I want to feel your grip. Shh. It's okay, it's okay. Your body's feeling good. Don't fight it. I'll make sure you feel even better every time we do this. I promise to fuck you as much and as well as I can. You heard me, baby. You're my new plaything. I'll take good care of you. But you'll never be able to leave my side again. Not without my permission, at least. Come for me. Come with the knowledge that you will be mine. Come all over my tongue. Come. Oh, yes. Good boy. Oh my, you came so beautifully, my dear. I couldn't have asked for a better reaction. Your body tensing, your eyes full of tears, and you're pleading for more as your entire being was wrecked with pleasure. I could easily get addicted to that. You did very well. Now I think you've earned a reward. Give me a moment. You can look if you like, but I wouldn't suggest it. I'm a little shy. There we are. You can look now. I know. No fishtail, no gills. I couldn't completely get rid of my fangs, but they're less sharp now. I thought that you deserved to give back the same treatment that I gave you. It's only fair. I meant what I said. You're mine. But I'm also yours, and I want you to take out whatever anger and frustration you have on me. Well, yes, I could easily just use my voice to further coerce you to fuck me. Zeus only knows I did before. But right now, I won't. You have so much anger and pain in you. I want to make sure you're happy here. So, take what you need to, and fuck me senseless in this human form. Use me. I didn't bite you that hard. Take it a little easy. much better. Damn, it feels so good. Your calloused hands feeling all over my body while you kiss and lick my neck. Your devious pet. And roll one of my nipples around while you do that. Yes, squeeze my tits. Don't they feel so warm and soft and wet underneath your fingers? Ghosting your fingers over my clit and folds. So cruel. You felt how wet I am already. You want me to beg more? Out of the question. You do the begging here. I'm in control. Okay. I'll suck on your fingers, but please, when I do, give you all of me. Please, pet. Give me your cock. Fuck me. Don't hold back. Good girl. Oh, sweet gods, yes. I'll be your good girl. Now give it to me. Oh my fuck, yes. Please move that guy. Give me more. Go deeper, baby. Please, I need it. Fill me up. Fuck yes. Good boy. Keep doing that. You're so rough. It's so fucking good. I would have been this rough with you if it meant you would do this even harder. Oh, I don't think I'll last long. Oh. This needy, but right now I have one command for you. Make me come. Ah. speak properly. Yes, yes, I'll go back to my regular form in a moment. Just hold me. Please. It's so nice to finally have a good pet here. And such a good one at that. It is lonely, living in this cove, away from it all. Even my sister's coming here isn't exactly fun. But now I have you. Don't make that face, precious. I will protect you and keep you safe. But I will also make you as happy and comfortable here as possible. You'll enjoy your life here. Besides, I can't keep you away from the sea. Maybe someday I'll find a way for you to travel with my sisters and I and truly see the splendors of the ocean. Until then. Be a good boy and just love me. I'll spoil you plenty, my dear. Forever. I promise you. And I don't break my promises.